The 2016 Trafficking in Persons report by the United States has ranked Ghana as Tier 2 watch list country for the second year in a row. This means that Ghana did not meet the minimum standards for preventing trafficking in persons and also failed to provide evidence of increasing efforts to do so. Speaking at this year's launch of World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, the U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Robert Jackson, said for Ghana to reverse the trend, there is a need for a holistic approach to combating human trafficking.
The report said even though governments carried out investigations and actions against the act, last year there was a complete lack of prosecutions or convictions of a single trafficker. It said while funding for law enforcement training was inadequate, that for victim services and shelters was non-existent. Under U.S. law, any country designated as Tier 2 watchlist 2 years in a row must be automatically downgraded to Tier 3 the following year unless the government shows sufficient progress to warrant a higher ranking. This means Ghana could be downgraded to a Tier 3 status next year, and this comes with restrictions on U.S. bilateral assistance program. Ambassador Jackson said slavery, which was once legal in America, was a shameful period in its history, and its repercussions are still being felt today. He added that modern-day slavery is as wrong as it was 400 years ago and must be discouraged.
Here in Ghana, we are proud to work to eliminate trafficking, particularly in the fishing, cocoa, and gold mining sectors. Non-governmental organizations do not have the ultimate responsibility or the authority for the welfare and safety of Ghanaian citizens.